Everybody, it's your girl, Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And to be perfectly honest with you, I had no intention whatsoever of recording a podcast today. But baby, when I tell you, I look too cute not to record a podcast. Now, if y'all know, like I know, during this COVID situation, it's not every day that you curl your hair and put a little makeup and lipstick on. So when you do, baby, you got to make it count. That's all I'm saying, okay? So I wanted to hop on here right quick and talk to you about clients, you know, and how sometimes we have clients who are angry, you know, and how we need to go about dealing with those clients. And then we have clients that we just need to let go. Okay. I mean, I'm just saying there are some clients that you need to let go. Like they say, all money ain't good money. And also, you know, I gotta remember what this lady's name is, but because I use her quote every day, and I'm gonna get it. This lady said, don't drop dollars to pick up pennies. And sometimes your clients can kind of put you in that situation, and you have to count the cost. Like, is she worth it? I mean, for real. Is she worth it? Is she worth the risk of my business having a bad review? You know, is she worth the energy that I have to conjure up to deal with her? You know, when I was still part-time as a Sister Locks consultant, I would go to work every day. I'd get up, I'd leave my house at 6 or 7 o'clock in the morning, something like that. And I'd have to be downtown DC by 8 o'clock. I'd work from 8 to 4. And then on the bus, I'd be thinking, dang, you know, you're tired. I've worked all day, but yet I gotta get on that bus. I gotta hit that commuter lot, pick up my car, get over to my salon, and I needed to see a client. So I would get to the commuter lot pretty much every day at like 5:15 or 5 o'clock. And I would have like 10, 15 minutes to get over to my shop. I'd change my shirt, put on my Locks Forever, Locks Forever shirt, okay? And I would see a client. I would see a client every night. And what I noticed is that if it was a client that I enjoyed being with, then it was a lot easier for me. The challenge wasn't as great. It wasn't as hard to muster up the energy after working all day to see this client, because I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to see my girl. I like her. You know what I'm saying? But some clients, I didn't feel that way about. And this was kind of more in the beginning of my process. And I just came to realize that, listen, this is too much a part of my life. I can't have clients that drain me energy-wise. So I'll say that just to, you know, kind of segue into our talk. So first of all, I want to talk about the whole client, how to handle angry clients, okay? Sometimes a client can come in and they can have some issues. And let me just say that one of the biggest issues for clients in salons is their stylist is not ready to receive them. That's a problem. We can't do that, okay? But what I wanna do is to give you some tips on how to smooth over the angry client situation and how to either, you know, do it yourself or also consider, you know, giving these instructions to people that are your staff, like people that are up front. So first of all, when a client complains, you want to give them your full attention. You know, you don't want to interrupt. You just want to listen, hear them out. You know, they have a grievance and you owe it to them to at least hear them out. So when you hear them out, don't interrupt, you know, let them say what they want to say. And then be aware of your body language. You know, you don't want your body language to be closed off. Okay. You don't want any barriers in between you and the client, because this is your client. You want to resolve the issue, right? And you want to them to continue to be your client. So one suggestion is to make sure that either you or the person that is at the front taking this complaint from the client moves from behind the desk, or whatever barrier that might stand between you and that client. And that just gives an openness, like, yes, you know, there's no barrier between us. You know, I'm listening to you, and I'm willing to hear what it is that you have to say. Now, if you are the owner of the shop, then you can say to them, okay, I hear what you're saying. I will talk to whoever it is that they're having an issue with. You can let them know that you appreciate them. Let them know that you appreciate them. And letting them know that means to say, yes, I hear you. Here, how about this? How about, you know, let me give you a complimentary shampoo or just something, you know, to make them know that they are appreciated and that you certainly appreciate the feedback. In addition to that, you can do what they call a client recovery system. And, you know, Disney is just so dope with their customer service issues. And so you can actually empower staff to, you know, provide things, you know, a small thing depending on the anger and the upset of the client. You know, you can give them the authority to give them a gift certificate or something like that, right? And so that is one way that you can deal with an angry client, okay? So what we're going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to come right back, and we're going to talk about those clients that you're not as interested in keeping and that you just need to fire, okay? So hang with me. This is Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business with Charlotte Van Horn, and I will be right back. So hold on. I'll take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. Thank you.
Hello, this is Vanetta Rogers. Join me on Wednesday at 5 p.m. for my new podcast, Legacy Game Changers. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., join me, and we'll talk about finance, education, and wealth building for you and your family to leave a legacy for your loved ones. Once again, that's Legacy Game Changers, Wednesday at 5 p.m.
Paging all DMV Sister Lock consultants, please proceed to the successful Sister Locks business that awaits you. Call Locks Forever's coaching division today to learn more about our 90-day intensive hands-on mentoring program. Doing hair is just the beginning. Doing great business is what sets you apart. Madam CJ Walker said, I got my start by giving myself a start. Give yourself a start today. Give us a call. 540-446-5107. And we are back. Okay, so we just talked about how to handle angry clients. Okay, but like I said, not all clients do you really want to continue to have. You know, people that are zapping your energy, people that are coming in and changing the environment of your shop, they really need to be dealt with, bottom line. I mean, that is my opinion. And first of all, I think that the best thing to do is set up a system where you avoid misunderstandings. And one of the best ways to avoid misunderstandings is to put all the rules up front. So, for example, and I know you've heard this before, Locks Forever has house rules. And before anybody comes in Locks Forever, you find out what those house rules are. And the first house rule is, if you have an attitude, please reschedule. Peace and love only. That not only goes for the clients that are coming in, But that goes for me and anybody else that's working in Knox Forever. We're not trying to, you know, be projecting no funky energy, okay? We are just not going to do it. The work is hard enough, and we need peace and love in order to do it in the best way possible. Okay, so some of the ways that you can diplomatically get rid of some clients that just aren't working out, okay? Well, one idea is that you can send an email. You send an email as if you're sending it to several people, but you just send it to that one person. Really, you can either send it to that one person, you can send it to several people, not saying that I've done this, okay? I'm just saying that I heard you could do this. And basically, just tell them that you're downsizing your client base. Send it, the letter to them, send the email to them as a BCC and start the letter off as if you're sending it to a group. And just tell them that, you know, basically you're downsizing your client base and you will be more than happy to help them find somebody else, but just give them time to, you know, to move on. Then if you have that complainer, you know, that complainer, that one that comes in, ain't nothing never good enough for her, that one, you can tell her, you know what, I feel like we're not meeting your needs. And it is our priority here at whatever your company name is to meet the needs of our client. And so what I'm going to suggest is that you find another consultant to serve you, because we definitely want you to be getting the best service possible. And right now, I just don't think that we're meeting your needs. At that point, they probably gonna say like, but no. I mean, we okay, I'm just saying. No. You done been coming in my shop, you complaining about, you know, the service that you're getting, nothing is right for you. I don't like the way the product smell, you know, just some people just complain about everything. And guess what? We don't have to put up with that. Bottom line. So you just give them a nice, polite way out. Okay. The other thing that you can just tell them is that I just don't think that we're a good fit. And just like, listen, I've had clients that, you know, I've had for a while that decided to make a move and never even bother to tell me. I'm like, well, dang, I thought we was cool. You know what I'm saying? But there is such a thing as it's just not a good fit anymore for whatever reason. And just like clients have that right to tell you it's just not a good fit anymore, you have that right to tell them. Doesn't have to be confrontational, doesn't have to be nasty or anything like that. But you can let them know that, okay, this is just not a fit anymore. And I just think that you would be better off going to someone else. And I got a couple more things that I want to tell you about how to, you know, get rid of, how to break up with the client. But at this point, we got to take a quick commercial break and then I'll be right back. So don't leave, because I got some good stuff for you, okay? This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I'll be right back. Y'all stay right there, okay? Thanks. Knox Forever has invented an all-natural product, No More Tenderheads, that has been shown to provide relief during styling and manipulation of natural hair. Our formula focuses on the scalp, not the hair, and our clients, stylists, and moms all over the country love it. Check out our No More Tenderheads Facebook page for more information, reviews, and videos. You can also find us on YouTube at Knox Forever or give us a call at 540-446-5107. And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Horn with Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. And we still talking about how to break up with that client that needs a separation. Okay. One of the things that I want to say is that regardless, I don't believe that the client is always right, but I believe that the client is always the client, okay? And never, ever, ever, ever engage with the client when you are pissed off. Don't do it. Do not do it. Don't engage with the client when you are still emotional about the foolishness that she just brought your way or that you have perceived that she has brought your way. Don't do it, okay? Don't do it. Whatever choice you make about that client, while you are at the highest height of passivity, is not the time to holler at her, okay? You don't wanna do that. It's not gonna go well. Not gonna go well, don't do it, okay? Never forget that you are not speaking as yourself. Whenever you are dealing with a client, I don't care how many times she sat in your chair, I don't care how many up close and deep and personal conversations that you all have had, you are still the professional, okay? And when it comes time to dealing with this individual, and particularly if it's might be a confrontational situation, you need to always remember that you are representing your business. You know, how you feel about her personally is a moot point. And one of the things that I like to say, a lot of us, praise God, hallelujah, own our own businesses, okay? But here's what we need to do. When we have a client that is pushing us to that point where we want to punch them in the throat, I have clients like that, by the way, but when we get to that point, what we need to do is we need to step back and say, okay, this is Charlotte Van Horn and I'm working for Locks Forever. If Locks Forever was owned by anybody other than Charlotte Van Horn, how would I handle this situation? In other words, I'm saying this, if you were on a job and a client situation came up and you knew that how you handled that situation with that client could mean you having a job the next day or you not having a job the next day. That's how you need to handle your clients. I don't care if you are the boss. You need to remember that you work for your company, okay? You work for your company and you don't want any harm to come to your company, and you want to always remember that a client can actually mean the difference between you having a job and you not, because you get that right one, baby, and she might put some stuff out there that make people think twice about coming to you. If you are having issues with your client and you have an issue with a client, okay, it happens, but if you have an issue with this client and then that client and then that client, all of those negative reviews add up. And people that are looking to possibly do business with you are going to judge you based on those reviews. So I'm just saying, okay, we have to remember that we are the professionals in this game and we got to keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is that we exemplify excellence, that we exemplify Black excellence in everything that we do. And we make sure that nobody walks out of our door saying, see, that's why I'm fool with Black businesses. That's what we're not trying to do. That's what we're not trying to let people take us to. So remember, you are the CEO, okay? Just don't forget that part, okay? You can figure out a way to break up with clients without having to be a nasty thing. One thing that you never want to do, you don't want to have confrontations with clients in front of other clients, for sure. Okay, that you definitely want to avoid. Again, I get back to the paperwork. When I put information out there and I let you know, look here, when you come to Locks Forever, we don't do no whole bunch of talking on the cell phone. I'm not going to do it as your consultant and you're not going to do it as the client. You are not going to be playing whatever you listening to on your cell phone loud so that it's disturbing the atmosphere that I'm setting. You know what I'm saying? I have dollar store earbuds for clients that feel like they need to listen to some stuff on their phone, but they don't have earbuds, and they're gonna, you're not gonna disrupt my my energy and the groove that I have going. But I feel like when you put all that out front, it eliminates some misunderstandings. When you let your clients know, look here, I'm gonna be here. If your appointment is at 7 a.m., I'm finna be here at 7 a.m. to serve you. You're coming in at 7:15, don't work for me. Boo, absolutely not. You train people how to treat you. And I think that having that communication and being able to put that communication and your expectation and standards out there in writing relieves a lot of misunderstandings. Okay, so that's what I try to do. We're not finna have a misunderstanding at Knox Forever. We're just not. And if I gotta send you on your way, I know good and damn well I'm finna fire you. But if I gotta send you on your way and then just follow up with you the next day or even the day after that, when I know that I am no longer in my feelings and I can be the professional that God has made me to be with you, then I will deal with you at that time, okay? So you could have something like, you know, if you have a client and you can't figure out how to, you know, get rid of them, it's not like anything that they do that you can put your finger on, but their energy is just not right and you just don't know how to get rid of them. I'm not saying that I do this, but you can start raising their prices. You can just start raising their prices. If you're going to have to put up with some extra foolishness to be bothered with them, then maybe you just want to raise your price for them. And raise your price on them until they cry uncle. Maybe they'll cry uncle and say, you know what? You're not all that. I'm not finna pay you that. But if they keep paying you, you might just learn to love them. I'm just saying. So that is one way that you could consider that. And then, and when it comes to your prices and it comes to your service, you know, I've just gotten to the place where I think that I give extraordinary service. It is always my intent and desire to give extraordinary service. But when you have clients that treat you as if you are giving ordinary service, then you don't have to take those extraordinary steps for them. That's all I'm saying. If you want to compensate me as ordinary, then perhaps I want to just, you know, treat you as ordinary. And sometimes you can kind of have that. You can have that kind of situation going on, which is not something that I deal with a lot in my business, because it also has a lot to do with vetting your clients. Don't let people come into your shop that you haven't talked to. You know what I'm saying? So that you can feel them out and just kind of feel where they're at and where they're coming from. Sometimes a telephone conversation can let you know whether or not they're going to be a good fit or not. I'm just saying. Okay. So you could have a three strikes policy. If you have those individuals who are late all the time, you could, if you put that out there in the beginning, like before your clients start coming into your shop, let them know, I have a three strikes, you're out policy. So if you are consistently late, you know, and you're late three times in a row, pretty much we're done, okay? Because your time is important. Their time is important and your time is important. So you could consider that a three strikes out, but address them in private. Client is not always right. I'm sorry, they're just not, but they are still the client. At the end of the day, I say, keep the main thing the main thing. And the main thing is that whatever your company name is, you want to be the best that you can be always. You never want people saying, see, that's why I'm full with, you know, that's why I like fooling with Black salons. That's why I don't like fooling with Black businesses. Unfortunately, as always, and with everything, we have to be that step above. And I'm not finna let you bring me down to a place where you can say, you know what? I ain't fooling with her because that's why I'm fooling with Black businesses. You know, she was rude and this and that. I may not say what you want to hear, but I'm going to say it in a way that allows you to walk away with your dignity. And for me to stay where I am in my happiness, I love what I'm doing. And part of loving what I'm doing is loving my clients. And I'm not going to allow people to take that from me, because I've worked in corporate America. I've dealt with individuals on a daily basis who absolutely vexed my spirit. I'm not doing that in this business, because this is my business and I'm not doing that. So that's all I have to say about that. So I'm going to take another quick break. And when I come back, we're going to just have a conclusion. And I want all of this to sit in. So y'all think about what I said while I take this quick break, and I'll be right back. Okay. Don't leave me. Don't leave me. Don't get no attitude and leave me. Okay. I'm just saying. I'll be right back. Thanks.
Statistics show that the most important asset as a successful business owner will be the relationships you build along the way. The Elite Conversations business community of seasoned and successful business owners and professionals will provide you a network of people with knowledge, resources, and the connections that can help take your business to the next level. Don't fall into the trap of frustration that results from being isolated and trying to figure things out on your own. Sign up for membership today and get connected with an awesome group of business owners, entrepreneurs, professionals, and influencers. To learn more about the great benefits of being a part of the Elite Conversations business community, call 301-257-5792.
And we are back. This is Charlotte Van Hoon with Sisters Talking Natural here in business. And I really do hope that this has been helpful for you. You know, at the end of the day, my alter ego is Cheyenne. Y'all don't want to fool with Cheyenne, okay? Cheyenne is who I used to be and who I can get to be on some days, but not when I'm dealing with Locks Forever. Mm-mm. Locks Forever is my boss, and I'm going to respect Locks Forever because Locks Forever pays my bills. You know, Locks Forever gives me the freedom to be the best me that I can be. Locks Forever gives me the freedom and the privilege to give myself a raise when I feel it's necessary, to not have to go through, you know, requesting this and writing and getting this approval and that approval and then having to get this approval and then actually having to negotiate at that point forward. Mm-mm. Locks Forever gives me so many benefits in life that I am so excited to have. And I'm not going to let you mess with that. And at the end of the day, when I am working under the Locks Forever umbrella, I'm going to treat my clients with the most respect that I can conjure up. I ain't going to let nobody get crazy with me. Don't get it twisted. But I never want you to walk away feeling like I have disrespected you as a client, because I love my clients. I appreciate my clients. I understand that the reason that I am who I am and that I am able to enjoy the things that I enjoy as a result of this business is because of my clients. So don't get it twisted. You know, keep those clients who you want to keep. Be quick to correct any issues that you have with them and to let them know that they are appreciated, however you do that. And at the same time, cut those folk off that are bringing bad energy into your space and making your life miserable. Nah, it's not worth it, okay? So I said all that to say, you know, just continue to be great. I want to, as always, thank my main man, Daryl Spears, Elite Conversation Life Talk Radio, for producing this podcast. I'm so grateful to Daryl for bringing me into his group and for being such a wonderful mentor and just supporter of Black business and small business in general. And so I always want to thank him. I want to let you guys know that you can have an opportunity to be a sponsor on our show. So if you're interested in having one of your ads or information about your business run during our commercial breaks, holler at you, girl. We can work it out. Get you something nice together, okay? And you can always connect with us on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And as always, I say, love your locks, love your looks, love yourself. This is Charlotte Van Horn, Sisters Talking Natural Hair and Business. I love you guys, and I can't wait to talk to you again. If you have any content that you want me to cover, if you have any questions about anything that I've said, if you are interested in learning more about our coaching program, please do let me know. Holla at you, girl. Thank you.